Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm really, really good. I mean, I told you that I wasn't sure if I was going to make this podcast because I had to check my calendar, and at a later date, I was going to let you know. But now it's a later date, so I decided to let you know that I suppose I'm available to start this podcast, but I'm not quite sure. But maybe a later date I can tell you. And the later date is now. It's right now. I can make it. Maybe.
I thought we were supposed to, you were bringing Boggle, weren't you? We were going to have Boggle night, Boggle tournament.
My mind is boggled how to play Boggle because I've never played Boggle before.
You've never boggled?
No, I don't like games. So I don't understand. So this is a game of which it is almost like Scrabble, but it's not. So is it like you shuffle the letters and then whatever letters you see in front of you, you have to make
You want to make the most words and you want to make like the longest words. And it's kind of like categories where like you don't want to match anybody else. Like you want to be able to have your own. So you want to have like the most unique words.
Why can't we just have life? Like, why do we have to have so many
games? Felicity is a fucking loser.
I know.
I'm sorry. Listen, I love word games as much as the next girl. Like, I love Bananagrams. Big fan. However, I'm in my 30s, okay? Yeah. Like, I feel like it's acceptable, socially acceptable for me to be like, I like Bananagrams. Felicity is a college student. And let's be honest, okay? She is not a college student who's going to college in the middle of cornfields. You know what I mean? This girl is living in New York City. And I'm not even a New York City fan, but it is a place that has everything. And she is spending,
including Boggle.
She's spending her night inside playing Boggle with her RA. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know. I feel like we've said this before. I feel like we're supposed to be rooting for Felicity. Like, I feel like the show wants us to root for her, but they're kind of making it difficult for me to do that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first episode where I actually almost rooted for her. So maybe we're making
moving in the right direction.
We're definitely moving in the right direction. But, you know, I started yesterday watching the show Veronica Mars with Kristen Bell.
I love how you say Veronica Mars as if no one's ever heard of it.
Have you heard of that show?
Yes. I haven't seen all of it. I did start watching it at some point and then I fell off for literally I don't know what reason.
So I started watching it yesterday, and I gotta tell you, Veronica gets out. Like, she is a busy bee. Not only is she trying to solve crimes or whatever, but she's also going to parties on a beach. Like, Felicity could never.
No, she's inside in New York City playing Boggle with her RA.
Yeah, I've never even seen Veronica Mars's home. Like, I don't even know
what her... She never spends time there. Is it in, like, California or something? Do you know where it takes place?
Okay. Yeah, some sort of California town. She's so busy. She's never home. It's like 1 second Veronica Mars is at school. The next, she's, like, fighting off biker gangs. The next, she's at, like, the local prison. Like, that girl is never home.
Yeah.
She's never home.
Felicity is always in her dorm room. Literally always. Yeah. And you know what she's spending her time doing? Talking into a recorder to someone that we may or may not ever meet.
Who may or may not be dead. May or may not be herself. I don't know.
Yeah.
It might just be her alter ego.
Yeah. Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show United States of Tara?
We've definitely talked about this because I loved that show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to love that show because it's like, it's when you want to root for these people and they just make it like, they make their lives so hard. It's kind of like, kind of reminds me of Shameless, where it's just like, you know,
those,
like,
people suck so bad.
That's true. So, I don't know why we talked about that.
Well, because
it's because we kind of think that Kelly? Sally.
Sally's real. Yeah. And so we start off this episode, as I assume, I feel like now we're getting into a pattern where we're going to start off every episode with Felicity kind of like recording her inner monologue to send to Sally. And so this episode, she's like, I've never been more confused in my life. Something happened. I can't believe it. I don't even know how to talk about it. And so then we flash to Felicity and Noel playing Boggle again. Hanging out, playing Boggle, probably on a Friday night. And they're like, she's talking about Noel and saying like he is the most comforting part of being in New York. Like, I don't know how far into the future we are now, Sarah, but like, certainly it feels like we're establishing that like Noel is kind of Felicity's BFF.
Thank goodness she has a friend, right?
So for the first time ever.
For the first time ever. I would assume that we're probably into October or something. I wonder if we're going to get like a Halloween party episode.
I would love that because I don't know that these existed then because it's like it's the late 90s. So I don't know. But do you remember those like anything but clothes parties?
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun if they had one of those on the show. It's possible, right? Because we'll be in the early aughts by the time she's like moving up in college.
Yeah.
So hopefully going to parties instead of playing Boggle.
Caution tape.
You're wearing caution tape. Everyone did the caution tape.
Yeah. So the thing is that this is a college show with absolutely no fun college tropes.
Well, we're only four episodes in. So like it's certainly possible once Felicity is actually partying a little bit more, we'll see a little bit of that. But for right now.
I hope so. At the very least, we're in an Ivy League school. I want some like money laundering shit or something. Like
at the very least, I better have money laundering on Felicity.
Please. Annoying.
I just realized, you know what we never did? We never made our like prediction things. And I think that honestly, I feel like we could probably do some on the fly. I don't even think I need to prep that hard because I think in my mind, something that I'm going to predict is going to happen is Felicity will get drunk and throw up.
She definitely looks like a pukey girl.
She is so a puker. And you know what the problem is? She has so much hair. Girl better hold that back because it's going to get all up in that puke.
Yeah. For a while, I was a three drink puker.
That's terrible. You know, what can I tell you? I did not puke from throwing up until I was maybe 30.
Wow. You never got the spins?
You know what caused it is after a night of drinking while camping where I was drinking, I love Captain Morgan, the spiced rum, and I had gotten Sailor Jerry And I didn't know that it was a higher alcohol content than Captain Morgan. And so I was like, I got very drunk. And then I woke up the next morning, felt like crap. I was like, I'm going to go lay down for a little bit. Went to lay on my air mattress, which was kind of deflated. That was enough to send me off to the woods to vomit because it was like rocking, you know, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to make – I kind of want to make a Julie prediction. I'm going to say Julie wilds out at a party.
Yeah.
And Coke. What?
Snorts Coke.
I was going to say and does drugs. Yeah. Just keep it a little more vague. She might snort Coke.
Yeah. I mean, it's the 90s.
Yeah. Do you have any predictions you'd like to make about any of these characters so
Anybody?
Far? Anybody you
well,
want.
Well, I do think we're probably going to see Hannah. And the reason being is that they were very firm in not showing us that picture of Hannah, Noel's girlfriend.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, because we haven't gotten to that yet. Okay, so Noel's girlfriend, Hannah, we're gonna shows see, up.
Because, like, I think that they didn't cast Hannah yet, and they wanted to keep it, like, a mystery of what she looked like.
That's but fair,
I do
yeah.
think that she's probably going to be, like, blonde with, like, perfectly straight hair. Like, the total opposite of Felicity.
I totally get – yes, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yes, yes. I'm going to say – this is all for season one, obviously, if we haven't already said. I'm going to say Ben kisses Julie and Felicity, and it happens within one episode of one another.
Oh.
Because I feel like that's kind of obvious that that's going to happen, so I feel like I want to put better stakes on it of like, okay, and it's going to happen very close together.
Yeah. Is Felicity going to be able to be seen as sexual to Ben?
She recorded, I can see myself sexually with a man.
Obviously, our new lab partner friend is going to be like BFFs with Felicity. Like they're
Elena, I think her name is.
Yeah, like they're definitely going to be BFFs. And I think that Julie is obviously going to like seriously be like Felicity's enemy. Like they are, and I don't even think she's gonna be apologetic about it. Like she was such an HBIC in this episode, especially in the laundry
scene. I can't wait to talk about that.
And I loved it.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to talk about that part.
I can't believe the first time I watched this show, I was like, why are you such a Julie stan? Where I'm like, oh, Julie's
you stan her too.
Yeah, Julie's kind of like a bitch, and I love the bitchy cat characters, but also she's like justified in being a bitch, which I feel like is the best of both worlds because it's like, let me root with you to be a bitch
and own it.
Everybody and own it. Like, and own it because
we love that.
Like, I feel as though she's not wrong in anything that she's saying.
One other thing I feel like we should get down because we're still early on enough in the run of the show and the season is we know Felicity hasn't lost her virginity. So the question is, who is she going to lose it to and when will it happen? And I think both of us need to say like our answers, episode number and who it is with. I'm going to say.
How many episodes are in a Felicity season?
Yes. Let me tell
that. A 22
and 23 in the next season. They're all around 20.
I'm gonna say with Ben episode 22
loses V card with Ben on ep 22. Okay, and I'm happy you said that because I was gonna guess she loses it with Noel. And I will say episode, I think it's going to be a little, let's say a little earlier. I'm going to go episode 14.
14.
I mean, it's mid-season, but we never know. All right. And then maybe if we have any other predictions throughout the podcast, we could just add them. Bless you.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It came
quick and I couldn't hit the mute button fast enough.
All right. So let's go back to the episode where Felicity and Noel are playing Boggle. And they're like a little cutesy, right? Like he's like, she's accusing him of cheating. Yeah. She's saying like they're at the end of the round. So she's like saying the words that she got. And he's doing that thing where he's basically just like watching her mouth move, but not listening to a word she's saying.
Oh, yeah. When you are basically a lion in the jungle and your prey is Felicity's lips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he's. Yeah. Like he is staring so hard, but not. It's because she's like puppetry.
Yeah. And she's doing the she's like eyebrow fucking him.
Yeah. She's like.
She's fucking him with her eyebrows.
Tax auditing. And then, like, it doesn't even matter what word she's saying. She's
well,
like,
the thing is, though, Sarah.
Clowns making balloon art. And he's like, fucking hey, I'm going to kiss you right now.
Taxidermy. That would be a good one for Moggle. But here's the thing. She gets, like, hick. And then she says hickey. And yeah. I feel like in his mind, he was like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
So he, it's like instant. He doesn't even give her a second to think. He leans over.
Yeah.
He like touches her cheek with his thumb. And then he just starts kissing her. And I was a little bit like, whoa, 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 no. Like this, like, I feel like you got to wait for the like,
no.
Yes, the confirmation.
No.
Before you just go in. But yeah, he like he kisses her and then she like instead of telling us how she feels about it, she's like, oh, wait, Sally, let me back up. And I'm like, you're a fucking bitch.
Always, always.
We just she's got to the good part.
The worst storyteller. No. I think that the move was right by Noel because he leaned in, gave it a beat. If she was like. Ew, don't kiss me. She would have like pushed him away. Like he gave
that's
her
fair. He did the do the cheek
to 3 seconds of rejection, but he did not. She did not. Yeah. And then she so and I honestly it's like I don't think people want to be like consent is amazing, spectacular. But like in the heat of the moment, like who wants to be like, can I kiss you?
No. And I don't even think, listen, I'm not even saying he should say the can I kiss you. I think he could have done an even longer cheek caress before the full lean in.
Sure.
But also before we continue with the scene, I need to just mention Scott Foley, who plays Noel, for those
yeah.
who didn't know. May have the most beautiful eyes on this planet.
Eyes, lips. He's a gorgeous man. Duh.
Like they're like this beautiful, like greeny yellow color. They're yeah. gorgeous.
Like a cat.
Like a cat.
Yeah, he has cat eyes.
Oh, I thought no. I think we were gonna say like a cactus, and I was like, I kind of get that.
No, he has beautiful lips. He's a beautiful man. Like I he is. Like he is. Not for nothing. We were starved of attractive men in Dawson's yeah. Creek. Starved, absolutely famished.
Yeah.
Like Ben's not a good looking man, and Noel's not a good a bad looking
man. I will
man.
Say that I think Ben. Like the guy who plays Ben, the actor, I forget his name. I think he is more attractive as he gets older.
Sure. But like, I mean, like, honestly, but if we like had to compare it with a Dawson's Creek, I mean, even the other one.
Well, they're also a little older. So it feels true. A little less creepy to be like, he's attractive
true.
Ben.
That's true.
But yeah, so she's like, let me back up. We got to talk about, but she says, and so this is how we know like time has passed. Cause she says, Ben and I have been getting closer, which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
And for some reason there, I feel like Felicity waits by the mail slots just to see Ben.
Well, the mail room is a very exciting place because I love packages and I love getting care packages. So mm-hmm. if I thought I was getting a care package, I would wait at the mailroom all day.
I mean, I guess, but
that's not what you said. Like, no, you're absolutely right. Like she like creepily just waits for Ben to come by.
She's creeping. Yeah. And so he comes by, he gets like a credit card offer, which we've all been there. We've all been that age where credit card companies prey on college students.
And I say yes.
You said yes to those credit cards.
I said, please sign me up. I need to build credit. Flash forward many years where my credit is in the pooper. Actually, I'm rebuilding my credit because I am a star. But when I was in my 20s, my credit was in the pooper because I got a credit card when I was 18. And I said, hello, let me buy this makeup, please. Yeah. maxing it out. Nobody ever taught me that you were only supposed to use 30% of your utilization. Nobody told me this. You would have.
I don't even know what you mean by 30% of your utilization, to be honest. Like 30% of your limit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, usually when you're pretty young, your limits aren't that high anyway.
So then you can't spend that high. You spend, you put $10 on your card and then you pay it off and then you get put it away.
Yeah.
And you put it away for next month. I didn't know that. I will teach my child this in the future.
Exactly. You live and you learn, right?
I didn't know.
And so she's like asking him, oh, where are you going? Are you going to dinner? Can I watch you there? And he says, no. She doesn't say that. I'm just saying that. And he says, no, I have to train. Apparently he's trying out for the track team. And Felicity, like the creepiest stalker of all time, is like, oh, that's right. When we were in high school together, you won the regionals, the 800 meter. And wow, it was so great. And I'm like, girl, no sane person remembers that.
I mean, for her, it was like 3 months ago. So maybe the thing is that unless you get a scholarship for being on the team in college and you don't have to pay for school, there are no benefits to being on a sports team in college.
Yeah.
It's not like, unless you're like really aspiring to be like a professional athlete, I don't think this guy is like, I really want to do track professionally. Like, I don't think that that's his future. Maybe it is. I don't know. We're going to the Olympics.
Well, no, but he would have, like you were saying, like he would have gotten a scholarship or something if that's what he was there to do. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a great read on Ben. Like, we understand that he has like a little bit of a bad home life situation, but I hope we get a little bit more about him because I don't know. I'm a little bit left confused as to like exactly what his motivations are and like,
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't really understand him that much as a character yet.
Yeah.
He does seem like he would be like a triathloner.
Oh my God. He loves, this is the guy who's like wakes up on a Saturday morning and goes for like a 6 mile run just for funsies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so she wants to watch him practice because that is entertaining.
Like, and
she's telling herself like, oh, this is what like a supportive friend does, but also no. And then also she updates Sally on her friendship with Julie. And this is like the best scene in the whole episode. I loved the scene because, like I said, Julie just got to be like an honest bitch. And basically, they're doing laundry together at the laundromat in the dorm room.
And it's so awkward because they're like the only two in there. And like Felicity decides that the best way to break the tension is to offer Julie a dryer sheet.
And then it's like basically a commercial for Bounty. She's like, dryer sheets are the only thing that conflicts or like battles.
Yeah, it stops like static cling.
Yeah.
And Julie's and then, like, sorry, I'm a softener bitch.
And then basically she like is like, okay, I guess I'll take your stupid dryer sheet. And she takes it. And then basically they have this discussion and Felicity apologizes, which I thought was huge. And
yeah, she does say she was a jerk and she accused Julie of lying to her and she was being like a really good friend and she's really sorry.
Yeah. And Julie is like, no problem. And she was like, I gotta be honest, like I do like seeing Ben. And then Felicity is like, yeah, like if you want to date Ben, like no problem. And then Julie's like, yeah, that's what you've been saying. And this whole time, I was taking your feelings into consideration. But guess what? I don't feel like it anymore. I want to take my feelings into consideration. And since you've been saying it's cool to date Ben this whole entire time, I'm just going to keep listening to you. And I'm going to date Ben, you stupid ass. And I was
queen shit.
I was like, clap, 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 clap. Because Julie, you're right. Like, you are literally, it's not your job to read between Felicity's lines and lies.
Yes.
So instead, just do what you want. If Felicity didn't want you to date Ben, then she should have been a fucking grown up and goes, Julie, if you have any sort of like respect or want to be my friend, like I really, really, really like Ben. I basically came here for Ben. Please don't date Ben. Please, I really, really want to pursue him. There's 1,000 billion guys in New York. Date anybody else but Ben. She didn't say that. She said, if you want to date Ben, then date Ben. Julie was like, okay, I'm going to do it then. I'm going to date Ben. Yeah. I want to date Ben. So fuck you, Felicity. And I love there we this. Go.
Yeah, I love this. Where she's just like, you told me I could do whatever I want, but I was too busy making sure you weren't getting hurt that like now I'm not doing anything I want. And that's not okay. And now that you're saying that it's okay, then I'm going to date Ben and it's going to be great. And
I love it's okay.
Yeah. And I think Felicity is just like so taken aback by this like HBIC energy from Julie. And I think she was just full on expecting like Julie just to be like, oh no, girl, like it's totally fine. Like I'll say leave for him, you know, but Julie's not here for that fuckery. And I love that Julie is just like, I'm gonna stand up for me. I met you like a month ago and I like Ben. And you know what? You're a bit of a weirdo who stays in and plays Boggle. So I'm gonna do me. And then all of this is interrupted by bro who got to college without knowing how to do laundry.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry, but like any idiot knows not to put red clothes in with white clothes because everything will turn pink. Like you're a fucking moron. And I don't understand why Julie gave you the time of day when you are a grown ass adult in college, not knowing how to do your own laundry. A 12-year-old can do laundry. I'm sorry, an 8-year-old can do laundry.
Yeah, so Julie kind of like tells Pink Guy that like you can't get in.
Just called him Pink Guy.
Pink Guy.
Pink Guy, not Pink Guy.
I mean, whatever you want to hear is whatever you want to hear. And once again, Felicity like backs up with like a Bounty commercial. She's like, oh, Tide like actually does say like these things on the back of the instructions. They're like, holds up the bottle as if it was literally a commercial. And now we have Julie flirting with Pink Eye and they're doing it. And you know what? Once again, Julie can do whatever she fucking wants. If she wants to date Ben, great. If she wants to date Pink Eye, great. Like she can date both of these guys because
it's college, bitch.
It's college and she has the freedom to do so.
Yeah.
So basically Felicity becomes the third wheel again with Julie and Pink Guy.
Yeah. But she's not going to be the third wheel for very long because she's in chemistry. And this is where we're going to get a better, more thorough introduction to Elena, who, according to DBK, is going to be my fave. And let me just say this episode already went a long way into making her my fave because I was on board with her pretty much immediately.
I don't know. She's like very like aggro about her grades. And she's like, it's not that serious.
And the fridge, which I loved. We'll talk. Well, I can't wait to talk about the fridge.
Well,
so. So she's in chemistry class and they're supposed to like partner up and get a lab partner, and Felicity is such a loser that the girl next to her is like, nah, I'm good. And so Elena looks over and they kind of make eye contact and Elena gives her the go ahead like, yeah, I guess so, bitch.
So then this was actually pretty interesting. Elena was like probing for information because all she wants to know is that she's not going to be stuck with all the work. So she's like,
yeah, she's like, you're not going to ruin my fucking chemistry grade, right?
Yeah. So basically she asks Felicity if she's either smart or if she comes from a rich family and a private school. And she does come from a rich family, but not from private school. And she did make grades like A's off the charts. I mean, I think that she was the valedictorian maybe in her grade. We don't even know, but she did have the sash. So Felicity's like, I'm not going to fuck up your grades. Don't you worry. And then basically Elena's like, oh, also the other piece of information I want to know is if you're fucking our RA.
Think Elena, queen shit. Elena doesn't have time for small talk. She's queen of big talk. You know, she's
big, like only big talk.
She only has time for big talk.
Yeah, she's don't like, come to me with the weather. I want to know
if you're what your blood type is
and are you fucking the RA?
What's your social security number? And Felicity is like very pissed off and she's like, look, it's none of my business. And Felicity's like, it's obviously none of your business. And of course I'm not sleeping with him. And Elena's like, listen, he's cute. I asked. Get over it, you know?
Well, yeah, but basically she's like, once again, Elena's like, I'm interested. If you're involved with him, I will leave him alone. And then Felicity, again, doesn't learn her lesson and is like, no, there's nothing going on, even though we know that, like, there's a little something going on.
Yeah. And this is all very interesting because it kind of foreshadows the whole Null has a girlfriend thing, because Elena says, like, listen, I didn't really think twice about him until I signed up for like the lottery for the mini fridge, which we'll also get into later. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and then suddenly I was wondering, like, oh, I wonder if he has a girlfriend. And spoiler alert, he fucking does. And I fucking lost my mind when I found that shit out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was not expecting it at all. To
no,
be honest.
Me either. That it was definitely a surprise.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we have, basically we flash forward and get to see the rest of the Boggle Night. Mm-hmm. And we see it getting like very spicy between Felicity and Noel. And I was excited, but before it got too exciting, Megan busts in and it was like, wow, finally I have an ounce of respect for you, Felicity. You are fucking our RA. It's very hard to say that.
Yeah. She's like trying to insist to Sally, oh, we're just friends, blah, 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 blah. We're like the best of friends. Nothing's going on. And not only – so Noel kisses her. She definitely kisses him back. Yeah. He has like very fluffy lips, as you said. Very like plump lips.
Man,
and then suddenly
just daydreaming about those lips.
He also has that like very perfect 90s hair where he has like a couple pieces like falling forward in the front. And suddenly, suddenly, because this is how you know, like, okay, we love Dawson's Creek. We're not gonna shit talk Dawson's Creek, at least not here, probably for the most part. However, Dawson's Creek took a long time to get steamy because they were all in high school, right? Whereas we're in college, baby. It is dorm room. We're alone. We don't have to worry about mom and dad busting in, you know? We're
only Megan.
Yeah, only Megan.
Creepy goth clown Ruby.
And so suddenly he like they're on the floor. Like back, Felicity's back is on the ground. They are horizontal, baby. They're kissing. Felicity's like, wait a minute. And then Megan walks in and sees them. And they're like, oh, this is nothing. We're just playing this game. And it's like, why the fuck do you care what Megan thinks?
And I don't understand. I know that he's like technically in a position of power, but also he's a year older than Felicity. Why is everybody acting like she's dating the professor? Or like the dean of the school.
Yeah, it's not illegal. Like, it's totally fine. He's like, what, a junior or a sophomore?
No, he's a sophomore. He's a year older than her. It's like ridiculous. But I don't know. Maybe there's something in the bylines that like RAs can't date their residents. I'm going to look that up quickly.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, the only thing where I could see it going wrong or sideways is like obviously this situation with the lottery of the mini fridge. Or, you know, obviously he's in a position of power, so there's that question mark. But how much power does an RA actually have? I don't really know.
Let's see. Colorado State University says their bylines say, I think it changes per school, but the RA should understand that they may not date residents for whom they are directly responsible for in their employment capacity. And then Elizabethtown College says a relationship with a resident may hinder the RA's ability to adequately perform his or her job. You know, so it's definitely like frowned upon. Let's see if I can find NYU's guidelines.
I assume now it's certainly
Here we go. Okay. RAs are not allowed to date residents who reside in the building where they reside. So it's not even the floor. It's the entire building.
Whole building.
RAs may date residents who live in different residence halls. The resident assistant role is tremendous. Is a tremendous leadership opportunity focused on developing community and fostering a sense of belonging in the residence halls. So it is like against the rules in
NYU. Well,
the
other thing is like, then it's simple enough. Like you have one semester where you can't fuck around. Wait a semester. One of you moves out of that dorm and then boom, fucking.
Do you want to hear the core responsibility? Well, I mean, there's a lot, but I did find the core. So basically there's community development, there's administrative, and there's like 500 responsibilities under each. This is like so bullshit.
I don't think it's worth it to be an RA, to be honest.
No.
But Megan is very pumped about this. She's like, you're having a forbidden affair. I thought you were uptight and no fun and a bore. And now you went up just like a little bit of a notch.
Yeah, she's starting to get clout. And Felicity asks her, please don't say this to anybody. There's nothing going on. And Megan's like, of course, I'm not going to say a thing. No worries. Mm-hmm. Now we have to talk about the biggest bullshit that I've ever witnessed in my life. The total level of disrespect. Like, there is one thing pure and good about this world, and it's an equal opportunity lottery to win a mini fridge. And for Felicity,
a used mini fridge.
It's
not even brand new.
And for Felicity to skip ahead in line and get the opportunity to get this used mini fridge, it just destroys the entire sanctity of the lottery. And
Elena points that shit out.
Yeah. It's disgusting to me because there should be an equal opportunity for everybody. No matter your gender, creed, or race, to win the mini fridge, and for Felicity to just jump ahead and win the fridge because Noel said yes, it is disgusting to me.
Yeah, and this is because this episode plays with time a little bit, right? Like we don't know right away what the whole situation is, but Felicity gets the fridge. And of course, as this random man is coming in and like putting the fridge in her dorm room, Elena, of course, is walking by and she's like, oh, you got a fridge. And Felicity's like, oh, yeah, did you? And she's like, no,
no.
She's like, oh, well, maybe you'll get picked. And he's like, no, this is the last refrigerator. Like, there are literally no other refrigerators. And also, I thought it was like, I don't know. I remember we talked about this before. I didn't go away to college. I didn't have a dorm room or anything like that. But I always felt like everyone in their dorm room had a mini fridge. I just assumed everyone had one. Cause like, how are you going to keep your bevs cold?
Well, so my first university that I went to, you rented it. So it was like an extra, I don't know, $300, whatever, to rent your mini fridge.
Yeah.
So it was definitely rented. I've never heard of a lottery, but I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
And then the second university I went to had each, it was suite style. So each suite had a full size fridge, but
yeah.
Interesting. No, we had to rent it, but I guess like in NYU world, they maybe don't have enough mini fridges to rent out. So to make it fair, there's this lottery, even though the lottery is fixed.
Well, the lottery is certainly fixed. And like Felicity, the first thing that she puts in this new fridge that she has is a red delicious apple.
So many bad choices. And it just makes me hate her so much.
No, I know.
So much. Number one, red delicious apples, as we've talked about a lot, are the trashiest apples can choose. They are mealy. They are soft. They don't have a crunch. They don't have a bite. They don't taste good. They taste like dirt. So that's the first issue. If you're going to put an apple in a fridge, make it a Pink Lady or a Honeycrisp. Have some respect for yourself. That's number one. Number two, apples in the fridges are like not that good. Like, they keep longer, but, like, are your teeth not sensitive at
all? That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like, I'm not a huge cold apple person. I know there are people out there that do. They do keep longer in the fridge, but, like, I don't think that I would want to eat a cold apple. Like, I would pull it back out to put it in room temperature.
Yeah, I'm not. I was not feeling the apple in the fridge. I saw that as well, and I was like, I don't know about that. Like, go get some leftovers from like yogurt. That's like a good thing that Felicity would like.
Yeah. Oh, she's definitely a plain yogurt girly.
Plain yogurt girly with a little bit of raspberries
and or granola. She might put a sprinkle
of granola because granola is actually a lot of calories.
Yeah. So then she's back to talking to Sally and she's just like, listen, I wanted to think of the like most mature way to handle this because there's like this whole Noel situation happening. And she's decided the best way is to avoid him at all costs. And I'm like, really, Felicity? Like, this is your supposed best friend. And you're just like, I'm going to avoid him. I'm not even going to bother with him.
And she was like, this is the responsible thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to be responsible and grown up. She's embarrassing.
Straight
up embarrassing. So then we get my second favorite scene of the entire episode. Because I don't know. It's just so funny. Like, not for nothing, but, like, I do think that Keri Russell did a really funny job in this scene of just being so awkward and, like, absolutely horrid. And it was just funny. Like, I kind of was imitating it earlier in the opening of this episode of this podcast episode. But she's basically like, he's like, when can I talk to you? And she's like, oh, you want to talk? And he's like, yeah, like, I would like to talk, like, maybe today. And she's like, today? Oh, I don't think I can do that. Not today. And he's like, okay, what about tomorrow? Tomorrow is Wednesday. Wednesday comes after Tuesday. And he's like, you are being so much weirder than you normally are. And that's saying a lot since you're such a fucking weirdo. And essentially, she has to go check her schedule to see if she's available tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, Felicity, honestly, like, if we did a drinking game for every time Felicity was socially awkward, we'd be drunk by like halfway through the episode every week. Like,
yeah.
She's so awkward. And poor Noel, he just wants answers. Like, he kissed her and now he wants to know what's going on because she seemed into it in the moment. And now it seems like she might not be. Obviously, we know because we hear her like little inner monologue to Sally that she's like, well, he's my best friend. And it like complicates things. And obviously she's still into Ben, but Julie's going after Ben. Like, there's a lot going on, right? There's just a lot going on.
There's a lot. Yeah. So, but she's just trying to be really like, she's putting it off. And Noel is kind of just frustrated and leaves. And we'll see more of that in a bit. While Pink Guy and Julie are flirting it up, and he reveals that he's a film major and that he's working on a movie and asks her to go watch the movie, which obviously we know this game. We are going to show you this movie, Julie, so that you can worship us. Right?
We've been here before. You're not fooling us, bitch.
Yes. Yeah. So Pink Guy just wants to be praised. Yes. And be like, oh, you can go watch my movie only if you compliment me.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, and you've already seen my underwear. So, like, we might as well, you know. It's really interesting. I wasn't expecting them to throw in another, like, dateable option for Julie at this moment. But I mean, I wasn't upset about it, and they did seem to like get along, you know. They had this like funny little interaction, like, what a funny little meet cute to have, where like, oh my god, I taught your father how to do laundry 30 years ago, all his laundry was pink. You know, it's silly. Then meanwhile, Felicity, she's like, I love how she just, to me, in my mind, she's putting all this on a tape recorder to Sally, because she's like, if the cops ever find Ben's murdered body, I need like reasonable doubt, you know? And she's just like, Oh, the truck was just on my way home. Like, I didn't even know he'd be there for practice.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes. She's an unreliable narrator. She just is straight up watching Ben run around in practice. Disgusting, revolting. So
he's just running. He's just
he's running. He really, really wants to make team. Apparently, you have to get first or second place to make team. That's what I've heard.
This is the big deal. And he's wearing the little short boy track short things,
which I approve of.
Yeah, she's watching him jog. And then we're back into Felicity Storm, where Megan is just the only time Megan sleeps in this storm is this one time.
This was so strange, right? But I guess maybe it's just like she only sleeps during the day. And maybe that makes sense, because Elena comes in and is like, where's Felicity? And Megan's like, oh, she's probably fucking the RA.
Yes. Oh, my God. The tea and the shade. And I loved this.
Well, Megan is running all around the building telling everybody that Felicity and Noel are having relations.
Yeah, she's probably in Noel's room getting some.
Yeah, so, like, it's really getting around. Like, after Felicity specifically said, like, please don't say anything to anybody, everybody knows at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Also worth noting that Elena is wearing one of those headbands from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the elasticy fucking spiky ones that always hurt. Like, whenever you had to take them out, it was like you were ripping half your scalp off.
Truly
awful.
Yeah, yeah. But I really like this ensemble. She looks like she's a young businesswoman.
Can I also just say, Elena is a member of the Tall Girly Club.
You think so?
I mean, when I'm looking at her height compared to, let me look up how tall is Felicity. Wait, what is,
Carrie Russell.
Thank you. Carrie Russell. She's 5'4".
Okay.
Elena has at least 3 inches on her.
Okay.
So that means Elena is a member of the Tall Girly Club.
Yeah. I'm really happy for Elena. Good for you.
You stand a tall girl.
Sure.
So then we cut to Elena and Felicity, like, in chem lab. And I love how Elena wastes no fucking time. She's just like, oh, so how's that fridge? Your new fridge. Are you enjoying your new fridge? Is it cold? Did you just happen to get it?
Yeah, very accusatory, right?
I love it. I loved it.
Felicity's like, why are you so obsessed with my fridge? And Elena's like, you only got the fridge because you're fucking Noel. Only reason why you got it.
Facts are facts, though.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's like, I'm not fucking Noel. How'd you hear about this? And she goes, your gothic doll-like roommate told everybody in town.
I love this so much.
Yeah. So Felicity's unhappy about this. Yeah. Understandably so.
She calls Megan that Halloween costume you live with.
That walking embodiment of terror.
And we also know Elena is very smart. I mean, we're at NYU, so like we're assuming most of these people are fairly intelligent. But she says, if the procedure as benign as a fridge lottery is susceptible to sexual conspiracy, what does that say about the whole system?
Nothing good.
I love Elena conspiracy theorizing about, like, this is rigged. That's the whole system is broken. Yeah.
Do you think that this is Olivia Pope's origin story?
I've never seen, is it Scandal is Olivia Pope? I've never seen Scandal. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, I've watched like 1.5 seasons. And although it's not my show, I do think that Elena is a mini Olivia Pope.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I can see that.
In a good way?
From what I've seen, yes, but I haven't seen all of Scandal.
Got it. Okay.
So basically, Felicity is aghast and she goes and tells Noel that everybody in town is talking about them sleeping together. And Noel's like, I really don't care.
Yeah, and the thing that I find interesting is when the way Felicity approaches him about this, right? Where she says, people are saying things about us. And he's like what? And she says, like, we're dating. And he says, how do you feel about that? And it's like, Noel, you have a fucking girlfriend, you dickweed.
This is just so suspicious and shocking and revolting after this. But at this point in time, we don't know that yet. So he's like, well, I mean, I would want to know that too. Like, if I'm interested in you and wondering if you're interested in me, how does the thought of you dating me, like, resonate with you? Like, how do you feel about it? And especially because he's so clueless about how she feels and she won't talk to him. Also, I also love how she's like, we need to talk. And he's like, I've been saying.
Yeah, I've been saying that, bitch. Well, I want to know what your feelings are on the move that Noel pulls, right? Where he says, we're going to talk. I've already made dinner reservations for tomorrow at 8 p.m. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk. How do you feel about this move?
Pre-knowing the truth, I was like, I like this move, you know?
I like it too, because at worst comes to worst, she either says no or doesn't show up, you know? Like, that's the worst that could happen. On the bright side, like on the positive aspect of the way it could go, he looks like a boss ass bitch. She was just like, I made reservations. I'm being assertive. I'm making decisions.
Yes.
And I gotta say, sexy. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
That's very sexy. I like it when sometimes a guy takes control and it's just like, this is what we're doing. And exactly. I'm like, okay.
And she has the right to say no if she doesn't want to go or just not show up. But he says, once we get to the restaurant, we're going to talk and determine why we're here, what we're doing, what's going on.
Yeah.
And then he says, unless you can't make it.
Well, okay. So this is the interesting thing. She's like, is this a date? And then he doesn't say no.
He says, we're going to call it what it is, a dinner reservation.
Which is very like sneaky, once again, considering what this ultimately becomes.
Very coy, yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a little bit more manipulation there than I would have anticipated from Noel, but we see Julie and Pink Eye talk about the movie. It's a tale as old as time. The guy shows the movie, the girl gives feedback, the guy's like, fuck you, don't give me feedback. Well, then don't ask, exactly, because he's looking for compliments. She's being honest. He gets pussy sad and mad and kicks her out. And that's where we are. We've seen this before. Dawson did this like 5 times.
I hate this. I hate when people are like, I need your honest feedback.
Yeah.
And she gives the honest feedback as someone who watched the movie. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm really busy.
Yeah, please leave and take your popcorn with you.
Yeah, it's so irritating.
It was so irritating.
I immediately turned me off of this guy when I thought they had a pretty cute meet cute. But also I was immediately like, this man is a grown ass adult and doesn't know how to do laundry. So I didn't have much faith in him to start, you know. Yeah. And then he just proved me right by this scene.
Yeah, yeah. This guy sucks. So
he really does. But the next scene was one of my favorites.
This was so interesting. So Felicity opens up the mini fridge.
Yeah.
She finds -1 apple, +1, I can't believe it's not butter, +1 leopard print thong panty.
Folded up and placed on the top shelf. And she looks so disturbed by this. She turns around and Megan comes in and she says, oh, are these yours? And she goes, yeah. And she's like, they were in my refrigerator. Megan says, I know. I haven't done that since I was a kid. It feels so good. Cold underwear in the morning.
In the morning.
Okay. I have heard of like, oh my God, I just washed and dried my laundry and I put it on when it was still warm from the dryer and it's so cozy. I've heard of this. Mm-hmm. I've also heard of like freezing someone's bra as like a slumber party ritual.
Okay.
Never have I ever heard of putting my underwear in the fridge so that it's cold when I put it on. I don't want my vagina to freeze.
Well, the only time that I've heard anything like this is when you give birth and then people have to, because
that's that they have like sutures swollen. Though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then they like have to like use an ice pack. Now, Jessica, if there's one thing I am in this world, it's an investigative journalist.
Tell me that you did this.
So Adam and I were like, we need to check this out. This sounds like the thing to do. So Adam and I both do it. Yes. So Adam and I took one pair of women's underwear and one pair of men's underwear, and okay. we switched for fun. No, we put it in the fridge overnight.
Okay,
and we tried it on. Now the issue is, it was not cold enough. It wasn't cold at all. So then we're like, oh, we must have done this wrong. So then,
did you try freezing them?
I froze it.
No.
Yeah. So then last night I froze the underwear and I put it in the freezer. Adam tapped out. He said, you know what? I'm Gucci.
But yeah, I'm done with these shenanigans.
Once again, I'm an investigative journalist. So I put the panties in the freezer. Yeah. And then I put them on this morning. Now, I did not feel it that much on my hoo-ha. However, my rump was a little cold.
Well, okay, but the thing is, though, Sarah. But the thing is, okay, we don't need to answer these questions, but you're probably going to answer anyway.
Yeah.
She put a thong in there,
and I did too.
Okay, because you were saying the rump, and so I thought you meant that the underwear rump part.
No,
but you're saying like because in the crack it was cold.
Yes,
that makes sense to me. Okay, yeah. Yes,
and it,
but. In a bad way or in
nice?
Okay.
It did feel nice, but
I feel like maybe in the summer I could see this being a thing, but we're getting into winter territory and I don't know.
Yeah. But so like I can't say that I recommend this, but I can't say that I banish this thought.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I appreciate you doing it for science. I really do.
Just for twice, science.
Twice for twice. Science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
and I will say
it.
I do think it's more effective if you freeze it.
I feel like it would have to be. Yeah. And like, because to me, this feels similar to like, oh, I know it's going to be a hot day out. I'm going to wet a towel and freeze it and like keep it around my neck while I'm doing outdoor activities or something like that because it's really hot.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. This is interesting. But yeah. I do think it is a faux pas and like against the general roommate contract to put your undies in someone else's fridge.
I forgot to mention that Adam and I are not disgusting. We took a Ziploc baggie and put the underwear in the Ziploc baggie and then in the fridge.
I appreciate your clarification.
We did not take, you know, we didn't have like spare, like rampant panties attacking our food. Like that is not what happens. So we are civilized people. Yeah, no, like if somebody put panties that did not belong to me and not as a Ziploc bag in my fridge, I would blow the entire fridge up.
Well, and to make matters worse, she says, where's my apple? And Megan says, I ate it. I thought we had an agreement, a give and take. She's like, I replaced your stupid apple with a tub of, I can't believe it's not butter. It tastes so much like butter. Now, this was such a like flashback to a specific moment in time, Sarah, because I remember when I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, it's in its heyday. Yeah. I used to have the spray version. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Of course I do. You put it on your corn. This is okay. I think that this is a step up for Felicity because number one, not only she did not have to eat that Red Delicious apple, which we know is disgusting.
Disgusting.
But we also know that I Can't Believe It's Not butter. The net value is much higher than an apple. So I feel like this is a positive thing. The only issue is that apple does not equal I Can't Believe It's Not butter.
That's
margarine.
That's the thing. Like, what if Felicity hates I Can't Believe It's Not butter?
What happens if she does not eat margarine?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not a one for one, Megan. And I'm trying to be on your side, Megan. But like, listen. We're hardly ever on Felicity's side. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. However, in this situation, I've never had roommates beyond significant others. And I would be pissed if someone took a food that I was looking forward to eating and replaced it with their underwear and a tub of margarine.
I will say, if they came at me with some country crock, I would be like, two thumbs up.
Fair trade.
I love country crock.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. The only other thing is like, okay, but what are you using the butter for? Like, you don't really have a toaster in there. Like, what are you gonna, you know?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, anyway, so... So Megan is really pissed and Felicity's like, that doesn't matter. And also, how the hell could you tell Elena about me and Noel? And Megan's like, sorry, I was so proud of you. And she's just like, and we're not even dating. And she's like, fine, I'll keep my mouth shut and my underwear out of your fridge.
And if I was Felicity, I'd be like, great. Like, that is exactly what I want. thank you. You totally nailed it.
Just. Absolutely incredible. Every character is more unhinged than the last in the show, and I
just
really love it.
Building on each other,
I'm enjoying it. Yeah. So then we have Julie playing guitar in the common room, and if I was in the common room and there was just some bitch in the corner playing guitar, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, she's really making a lot of noise. And also, if you're going to play publicly, you have to be excellent.
Yeah, exactly. And she's not bad, but like, whatever. So she tells Felicity, like, oh, I went to go see Pink Guy's movie. And Felicity's like, oh, do you have a thing for Pink Guy? And Julie doesn't answer. She just smiles. And she's like, oh, by the way, I haven't seen Ben since I saw you. And Felicity's trying to be like, oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell me. But Julie's like, bitch, I know you were wondering.
I know you're wondering. So I'm just going to tell you to not waste the time because I don't want to play this game anymore and breaking the cycle. And also, Julie hasn't seen Ben because he's been running nonstop.
Yeah, he's running just like Joey.
Just like Joey. Oh, would Ben and Joey get along?
Maybe. Their communication would be horrendous. What else is new, you know?
What else is new? So, yeah, I don't know. It seems like these two are having a truce. I think that Felicity talks about Noel a little bit. And, I don't know. Like, they kind of giggle with each other. And it's kind of like, why are they acting like Noel is not a hot guy, right? Like, they're acting like he's, like, a dweeb.
They really, I think it's because he's the RA, so, like, they just assume he's, an idiot, like a loser. But, yeah, Julie tells, like, oh, I already knew because Megan told me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, everybody in this whole entire school knows. But it's kind of funny how, like, Julie was like, thank you for telling me because... Even though I already knew, at least you told me.
Yeah, and I get the feeling that, like, the reason Felicity told her is because Felicity doesn't have any other friends. Like, she was like, oh, Elena can be my friend. And then the whole fridge gate happened, and they can't be friends, really. So I thought it was funny that she's like, I have to tell somebody. And, like, okay, I guess Julie and I have made up enough now where, like, it makes sense.
If you were making out with, like, a new rando, would I be, like, the top, like, two people that you told?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I sure hope so.
No, I feel like –
I told you.
I know. And you love the, like, hot goss. And you would give – okay, here's the thing. When you're telling someone hot goss, right? Yeah. You're looking for reactions. That's what you are. That's the lifeblood of the gossip.
Yeah.
You want the reactions.
Like, you want the gasp.
You want, yes, you want a GASP gasp. Like, you want, guess what I did last night? Yeah, and you're what? Tell me.
Somebody told me yesterday that they had a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And I said, shut the fuck up. Over a Spaniel.
Exactly. I'm telling you, and this is okay. I love my husband. I really do. He'll never listen to this. I love him.
Yeah.
He is so bad with reactions. He never gives me what I want. You know what I mean?
No.
I'll tell him a story and he'll like chuckle. And I'm like, you should be holding your stomach dying laughing right now. And you're not. And it's upsetting.
You should be gasping, crying.
You should be sobbing from this story I just told. No, but you are the perfect person to get reactions because I would be like, guess what? And you'd be like, what? You know what I mean? What? Like, it's just, yeah, no.
Question mark. You've gotten that before. What? Yes. Tell me.
But Felicity and Julie are having like a little girl moment, a little giggle moment about this whole situation. And Felicity's like, yeah, but we're like BFFs and I like have to let him down and I don't really know how to do that and I want to be friends. And Julie's like, oh yeah, I've always avoided that. And the reason is, and this was so devastating to me, she was like, well, I usually just date them and then they break up with me.
Big relate, to be honest.
So sad.
Yeah, like I mean, like I definitely was that girl for most of my life.
It was just so funny.
Wait till people break it off with me. I never break it off with anybody. Oh my God. Poor Julie. She's been through it. She's been through the war. Julie is also, I don't know, talking about Ben, and Ben's like, sorry, I haven't seen you in a while. I've been too busy running, trying out for this thing. And Julie is like, I really don't care. Bye. Back to, I'm dating this guy who only wears pink now. And now, are you ready for the scene of the century?
Oh, I mean, 1,000,000%. Okay. Yes, this is the moment.
Okay, let me paint a picture. We are at the fanciest restaurant that a college man can afford.
Yes.
The dinners are not $200 dinners, but they are like $65 dinners.
Yeah. Right? Which is expensive. And he's wearing like not just like a button down shirt, but he's wearing like a corduroy jacket.
Yes. Yes. He is dressed.
The views are spectacular.
Yes. He's dressed like a librarian. And so is she, actually. But
okay. I feel like you're offending one of our really lovely friends, Todd the librarian. Are you trying to say it's bad or good the way they're dressed? Because I guess that would determine whether it's offensive.
Really good.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Really, really good shape then. So they're talking is already awkward. It's already weird. Mm-hmm. And Felicity is like, I'm going to get up. We didn't even order yet, but I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom. Not a great sign. While Ben is sweating and has to hose himself down with his water.
Yeah, not a great sign.
No. So we're using our payphone because we don't have cell phones because we're poor. And she calls Julie and she's like, Julie, I have something crazy to tell you. I actually think that I want to be on a date on this date.
And I'm flipping out if I'm Julie. She's like, well, he just like looks really cute tonight. Like, am I crazy? Yeah.
And then Julie's like, ew.
Yeah, she's like, are you drinking?
Are you drinking? And once again, I'm like, why are you people acting like he's like some sort of ugly ogre? I'm like, he's really hot. So she's like, if you want to, then do it. Why not? You're a free elf, just like Dobby.
Yeah, and Felicity is like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And Felicity, as if she's not a free woman of the world, it's like, wait a minute, I can?
I don't think so. I think that she's been told what to do all of her life.
Well, and on top of that, she never even ever even imagined that she'd be interested in anybody but Ben because she's just so obsessed with him.
Sure. So she comes back and she's like, okay, so when are we going to start talking? And Ben's like, please, like now?
Yeah.
So then Ben, our respectable Ben, who is
Noel.
Oh, whatever. Who cares? Noel, our respectable Noel, who's just trying to be a good RA and has a little bit of a baby crush, reveals the most revolting thing that I've ever heard of in my life. We were sitting here thinking these two are going to like get together and like be little, you know, two little love bugs in the
And we are four episodes in, people.
Sure.
Four.
So then Ben does this crazy fucking shit.
No, and goes, Noel does a crazy shit.
Okay. Noel does some crazy fucking shit. And it's like, I have a girlfriend. And I said, what?
Yeah. Excuse me?
What? You have a girlfriend? And Felicity rightfully is pissed. And I would be too. It's understandable because he's admitted that he liked her. He has kissed her. He has kissed her again. He met her parents. Like he's been up her ass for like 2 months in school and they're supposed to be really, really close. And he's never mentioned a girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Also, it also makes me wonder because Felicity as much as she's a crazy stalker, you know, woman, also is very observant. And so this also means to me that he does not have any pictures of his girlfriend up in his room because she's been there a bunch of times. And he says, like, oh, she lives in Chicago. And then she's like, you kissed me, though, and you have a girlfriend. He's like, it wasn't a planned attack.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. He's such a liar. So then, so basically we learn that they went to high school together. He was a senior. She was a junior. He likes younger women always, it seems.
Always.
And then he went to school. They both lived in Boston. He went to school. He's from Boston. He went to school in New York. She lived in Boston. They saw each other on weekends. So they took a bus to each other or something.
Right.
But then when she went to school, she went to Chicago. So now they're long distance and they don't see each other very often, but like once in a while. And he basically is like, yeah, like I feel very, very guilty about my girlfriend Hannah.
Yes.
And Felicity says, you are every long distance girlfriend's worst nightmare.
Truly. She calls him a philanderer, a fake, a manipulative phony.
He calls himself a philanderer. But yeah, like he is a manipulative
phony.
Yeah. And I love how she just makes a scene in the restaurant. And you're the worst, or you're horrible, or like you're the worst, or something. And then like everybody looks at her and goes, she doubles down. He is horrible.
Yeah, he's disgusting. It was so funny because they're all looking at him and he's like, could you please just like sit down?
No.
And yeah, this is so fascinating because then he reveals what we and Elena have all suspected, which is that he says, listen, I've listened to all your problems. I've been a good friend to you, which I was like, whoa, no, you are a bad guy here. Do not try to then be like, oh, well, I did this. No. Do not play Mr. quote unquote nice guy to Felicity now.
Oh, no. And he's playing nice guy.
He is. And he says, I got you that fridge. I've done everything I could to make you happy. And he says, I made sure you got one of those fridges and I never wanted to thank you for it. And I'm like, whoa, Elena was right.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
I am absolutely revolted. So, yeah, he admits, and this is like the thing that sets her off because, like, not only does he have a girlfriend, not only he let her on, and now she's involved with this, like
fridge scandal.
She's involved in not only a fridge scandal, but also a, she's like in a three-way relationship type of thing.
Yeah, she's the other woman, which she doesn't want to be.
She did not sign up for this.
So she gets up and she leaves, right? And this is the drama, and we are here for it. If you listen to our Dawson's Creek coverage, we're here for this. We love this. This is the best.
I like drama.
I like drama. How do you feel about the way she handles the fridge where she drags it down the hallway and gives it to Elena?
I love it. I think it's like the right thing to do. She does not want this cursed fridge that she did not earn rightfully. So she gives it to Elena. And Elena's like, I don't want a pity fridge. And she's like, no, I don't want it. I don't use it. The only thing that's good for it is to keep panties cold. You can have it. And Elena's like, okay, thanks. Like, you can use it whenever you want.
Yeah, Elena is so mystified by this entire conversation. And then Felicity's like, oh, and by the way, Noel does have a girlfriend.
I would be so like, what the fuck is going on if I was Elena?
Yeah.
I thought that was, how'd you feel? Like, did you think that, like,
I loved this.
Yeah,
I loved this because I think first of all, you get rid of the reminder of like Noel being a dick and using his like power for evil. You also make a friend in Elena, which obviously Felicity needs. It seems like she's made up with Julie, but like she could still use more friends, you know, especially your chemistry partner. Like you probably should be in a good relationship with your chem lab partner.
Desperate for more friends.
Exactly. And so I love the solution of giving it to Elena, and because then you also earn goodwill with Elena, and Elena is then like, well, anytime you want, you just drop by, you grab something out of the little fridge, you know? So I feel like this is the best of both worlds. Great decision making by Felicity for like maybe the first time ever.
Yeah, I mean, like, from the previous scene onward, I liked Felicity in these moments.
Did you? Because the next thing she does is she goes to the track and watches Ben again.
Well, this is the actual tryouts. Like, it's one thing. The practice is creepy. The tryouts, I think that I would be, like, very encouraged if my friend showed up and was rooting me on. So this wasn't that bad.
Yeah, she's sitting there in the stands. She's weird. Yeah, she's watching, and Noel, meanwhile, goes to her room, tries to find her. Megan is surprisingly there again, and she says, oh, she was going to go to some track team thing, and Noel, like, knows exactly what that is, and so we see, like, basically, we have, like, a triangle here where Ben is running, Felicity's watching Ben, and then Noel is watching Felicity watch Ben.
Yeah, and then Ben is watching Noel watch Felicity watch himself. No, probably not. So Ben is starting off this competition really, really strongly. He is in first place. However, I think that the issue is that he exerts all of his energy too early because then the other guys, like, lap him, and then he loses. He does not make the team, and he's very upset. He, like, cries like a little pussy bitch in the corners, which is, like, really embarrassing, actually. Don't cry if you lose tryouts. Like, come on. So Noel also watches Felicity and is like, this is all bullshit. Like, she's still hung up on Ben. And then we move over to Julie, who is minding her own business. She's a lefty. Whoa. She's a lefty minding her own business. And Pink Eye comes in and is like, sorry, I yelled at you for you not liking my movie. I thought about it, and I would like you to yell at me for all of my movies in the future.
Yeah, and she says, okay, I'll do that. And that was it.
Yeah.
Julie is a very forgiving woman.
I mean, sometimes you have to be forgiving.
I guess so, but I would, like, keep it in the back of my mind. Not only does this man child not know how to do laundry, but he also can't take criticism, and I feel like this is not the end of this, like, situation. No.
There's a lot of red flags with Pink Guy. A
lot of pink flags, yeah.
A lot of pink flags. I don't know. I don't like Pink Guy, and he's not that cute.
No, I don't think he's gonna last very long.
He's not long for this world.
He's not, no. And so Felicity's minding her beeswax in the cafeteria, and in comes Noel, and he just he doesn't even know hi, hellos, how are yous, none of that. Gets right to business. He says this is when he gives the backstory. He met Hannah his senior year, and they've been going out for almost 2 years. Now, like you said, he passes her a photo, which we don't get to see.
No.
So, like, presumably they had not yet cast whoever is going to play Hannah, but, like, obviously she's going to show up. Like, we have to have that, like, Grey's Anatomy, like, this is my wife, this is my girlfriend sort of introduction situation.
No.
You know, it's going to happen. And so, yeah, so he says, like, we used to see each other, but now she's at Northwestern and it's different and it's really tough. But she's my first girlfriend. And he says, like, you're right. You, like, what's not fair to her. And even though it didn't look like it, I do respect Hannah. I love her. And he says, and this is okay, this is where I get a little lost here, Sarah. I get lost in the sauce. He says he kissed Felicity because one of the reasons he kissed her is he misses his girlfriend.
That to me just means that he's horny and he wants some.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I can't really interpret that any other way. Because if you're missing me, then go home and think about me and, like, I don't know, jerk off or something. Don't be, like, kissing other women.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, which I like, this is not, like, a good thing for Felicity to hear, but he also says that there's a million reasons why I kissed you. I don't know. It's a very confusing thing.
It is. So
Felicity is just wandering the city being confused, and she runs into Ben, who is a sad boy because he didn't make tryouts, and Felicity knows that, but Ben doesn't know that Felicity knows that, so he lies to her and says that he just decided that he didn't want to be on the team because
I didn't have time,
so busy. I'm so busy.
This Felicity, to me, is like, okay,
yeah,
he's lied once before about on his college essays, right, about this older brother situation. And now he's lying again. Granted, it's to like protect his own ego, but I'd be a little suspicious of all these lies coming out this man's mouth.
I mean, Felicity doesn't bat an eye at all of this. She doesn't mind it. She loves the lies. She feeds off the lies like a gremlin. And I mean, she doesn't seem that bothered by it, but yeah, like it's another pink flag, right? Like if you catch a guy repeatedly lying to your face or in general, then how do you know that he's not going to just be lying to you?
Exactly. Exactly.
You can't trust that. Lying is bad.
No. And then like, you know, Ben leaves. Felicity's just sitting there. She doesn't really seem to mind that he lied to her, but we know what the truth is.
I know what the truth is. And we end this episode with an infamous late 90s montage of all of our characters. We see Julie and Pink Guy watching a shitty movie. We see Elena with the fridge fully stocked. She's a Pepsi girl, which is disgusting.
Yeah, we're not a fan of that.
We see Ben, sad boy, walking on the track, reminding himself that he's a loser and he'll never make anything in this world. And then finally we see Noel talking on the phone with presumably Hannah, not admitting to the fact that he's a dirty, rotten cheater.
Yeah. And we also like, we get a song, but we also get Sally saying apparently, because we all know like her fiance died, blah, blah, blah. But she tells Felicity that apparently her crisis with Felicity's crisis with Noel is exactly how her and John got together. So presumably like she was the quote unquote like other woman. She says they met at a garage. She was getting her car smog checked. I don't know. They became friends.
Literally, that's mean. That has to be made up. I'm going to go check my car smog. I don't know much about cars, but car smog
sounds fake. And she says that you can't know who that person is, the person who will become your ultimate confidant, your soulmate, or your lover.
I mean, that's true. I mean, seriously, like, if you think about it, like, the first time you met Will on the internet playing, I don't know, Secret Age, did you think that that man was going to be your life partner?
No. I mean, I thought he was cute, but that was about as far as it went.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know? Really never know when, like – and she says something interesting, like, you know, the person that you wind up with originally was a stranger. That's true. You're sleeping in bed every day with a stranger, apparently. You didn't grow up with this person. Yeah. You're a stranger.
But I feel like this is very much trying to set up, like, they're trying to set up, oh, it could be Noel or it could be Ben. Like, you never know.
Sure.
But I know
that they're a stranger.
Yeah. I will say I absolutely adored this episode. I thought it was so fun. It was the first time where I actually was on Felicity's side, which it took a minute, but we're here now. We are on Felicity's side. What we need to establish before we get into some feedback and everything else is who won this episode. Ben and Noel both had terrible episodes.
Wait, so are the options more so than just Ben and Noel? Because if it's just between Ben and Noel.
Ben versus Noel.
Noel.
Elena won the episode. But like, is it, I mean, Ben didn't make the track team and
sad
and isn't getting with Julie like he wants.
Yeah. And Noel
cheated on his girlfriend.
He got to be like sexy.
He got to make out with someone.
Yeah. I say Noel, but also
neither.
Neither.
I'll say, you know what? I'm going to give it to Noel as well, because at the very least, Felicity recognized that he's possibly cute.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think we should expand it to everybody?
But the whole point was it's Ben versus Noel.
Right. I think Noel won.
Okay, then we'll give it to Noel. Would you like to know the title of next week's episode?
Is it car smog?
It isn't, but I think we're already getting what we asked for earlier this episode.
Halloween?
It's called Spooked.
Yay.
I think that means it's going to be spooky.
There is a 100% chance that Felicity just has cat ears.
I was just gonna ask you what she's gonna dress up as.
1,000%. I have zero doubt in my mind that she's a cat.
You're a cat. Girly. I'm gonna go with, because you said cat, I'm gonna say she's gonna go as like a ballerina or something. Okay. That's my guess.
All right. Who knows?
There you go.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. We also have some voicemails to get to. Mm-hmm. So let's hear from Temi and hear what he has to say about this episode.
Hi, ladies. Your grandmother who loves you, who would die for you. So I think that was Graham's right after Jen went to the church for Abby's funeral and cursed out God for Abby's death and in front of Graham's, and Graham's had to respond. But the reason I bring it up is, do you think there will be an elderly character or a character like Mr. Brooks or like Graham's who is on the show on Felicity that we could look forward to? And you can also just think about Graham's and do a Graham's impersonation for us. Thanks. Bye.
This is a good question, Sarah. What do you think?
Do you think that we're the type of people that like wind up hanging out with the Dean a la Community?
We are the type of people?
Not you and me, like these Felicities.
Oh, no. I mean, I think if we're going to get a character who's older that gives advice,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a professor. I think it's going to be like maybe old man chemistry professor that is rude to Felicity, like comes around.
No,
and
that
nice.
Guy was that? Organic chemistry guy.
Yeah, he was a dick.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, definitely a professor. I mean, like, who else? Who else would it be? Maybe once we get to Dean DeLuca, maybe it's, like, the manager, Dina DeLuca, is just, like, Felicity's, like, new dad.
Could be.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like that idea. Like, I do prefer – I mean, with Felicity, we get the benefit of it being a college show, so we're not – it's more focused on them than, like, their parents and stuff. But I think eventually we'll have to get some sort of like adult mentor. And I imagine it would come in the form of a principal or not a principal, a professor or a college advisor or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, we already have a college advisor. It's that guy.
Oh, yeah. We could see more of him. Haven't seen him for an episode old, or two, but no, yeah, but he's not
Graham's age.
No, but he's a full on adult.
Do you want to do a Graham's impersonation for Temi? He's craving it. He misses it.
Oh, Jennifer.
There we
Felicity.
Go. There we go. I would be, I don't know. Felicity's grandma probably is really mean. Like really rich and really mean.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Kind probably. Of like that Lorelai Gilmore.
Gilmo. Yes. Emily Gilmore, you mean.
Emily Gilmore.
Yep. Yep. Totally got it. Do you want to listen to a voicemail from DBK?
Of course.
What up, though, ladies? I'm going to go a little micro machine guy on you and try and go super, super fast because there's a lot I want to hit this episode. So first off from last week, Temi, I actually got what you're saying and that was a big, big swing that you went on with in episode 3 to say that. Okay, so Boggle. Love the game personally. Played it a lot as a kid. Great game. I hope you guys are big Boggle fans. Get Noel and Felicity's first kiss. You guys should probably keep track of Felicity's first kisses and see whose is the best.
We got to pause here for just a second. I feel like we're on the same page, but I have to say Noel seems like a very good kisser.
Yeah, he does.
Fluffy lips, Noel.
Okay.
In the leaderboard right now, since it's the only one. Let's see if he stays there. Very strong episode from Julie. I liked a lot of what Julie was doing this episode.
Yes.
Strong conversation in the laundry room, strong conversation with Ben. I like that she critiqued Dude's movie. I like that she called him out when she thing. Yes. I like that Felicity, like that, told her that she shouldn't like not voice her opinion. Like good stuff from Julie this episode. A lot more from Elena this episode. Funny that she's worried about Felicity bringing her GPA down. Pretty funny since we all know Felicity's a big dork and not going to bring her GPA down. Gets called out about Noel. Really, Megan is great this episode. Super funny stuff. Underwear in the fridge. Felicity being a boar who follows the rules but goes up a notch because she thinks she's banging Noel. Just all around good stuff. Who would be Sarah's favorite character? Since she's out on everybody right now, we'll go with Sean, who she hasn't met.
He is
a Jewish face, so I know Sarah will like that at least from him. But Sean's pretty good. Hopefully Sean. She turns around on Felicity. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace.
Interesting.
Happy Hanukkah to Sean and only Sean.
Yes.
Sean better be hot. Oh, I want to Google Sean.
Don't. You better not. If I even see your movers movie, I see you, man. Yeah, keep them up top where I can see them. Stop it. You don't even know how it's spelled. You know, it could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, really, is it S-E-A-N or S-H-A-W-N? I want to know.
Exactly.
No.
Also, we got a message from TBK who says he likes the Who Won the episodes, but maybe expand it to the whole cast as there it's expanding. Because I would give this one to Julie.
I agree.
And he says, I thought you could go back and laugh at how few Felicity actually wins because of her craziness. Okay. All right. So maybe we expand it. Maybe we expand it. Instead of just Noel versus Ben, we could say who won the episode overall. But then I guess my question would be to you, Sarah, like, does Julie win the episode or does Elena win the episode? Because she does get a mini fridge.
No. Okay. So I was going to say if it wasn't Julie, then it was going to be Felicity because we actually were on her side for once. But ultimately, I do kind of think it's Julie.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm proud of Julie for standing up for herself and she's opening up her options. I mean, we see Pink Guy has some pink flags, but at the very least, she's exploring her options.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll give this point to Julie this episode.
Her options.
Yeah. Okay, and I think that is all the... Oh, we did get one more email, which we might as well read it here because we're done with our Freaks and Geeks coverage. Well, we did get an email from David, and he said he enjoyed our coverage the last few weeks of Freaks and Geeks. Netflix's 10-episode, also canceled too soon after one season show, Everything Sucks. Is from 2018, but it's set in 1996.
Oh, yeah, that qualifies.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, there are a few similarities in its initial premise with a trio of high school freshmen who join AV Club, but very different in trajectory. There's even a tiny nod to Freaks and Geeks in it. And he says it starts good and it builds, and the last 3 to 4 episodes are just incredible, in my opinion. Well, thank you so much, David, for reaching out, and we'll definitely consider it because we really liked the Freaks and Geeks format. So I think
Sydney Sweeney's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks. Doing a
quick little Google,
and then the people on Instagram really want My So-Called Life as a possible.
And the people on Instagram. Okay, good to know. Well, we have some things now that we have as options. I like the I Googled Everything Sucks, and I really like the design of the poster for it.
Yeah,
it's cute.
I mean, I would say I am definitely intrigued by this show.
Yes. Okay, so we got feedback. We talked about the next episode title. We did some predictions. We can maybe throw some in. Maybe every once in a while we'll throw in some extras if we have any. But I think we have a good base to start. Anything else we need to talk about? We have Jack Frost is out. Go listen to that podcast. That was a ton of fun with Cody. And very soon we're going to also have I'll Be Home for Christmas, which has been promised for years. And we're finally delivering on the promise.
Yep. That is on the docket for the upcoming holiday season. I guess like the only other housekeeping thing is that we have one more episode of Felicity before a week off.
Yes, the holidays. We are taking a week off.
A week off. And then I think that's all I wanted to share about that. So next week is our Halloween episode, and then yeah, you could follow along at Shit 90 Shows Taught Me on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
And I joined on PSR. I covered the fourth episode of The Crown with Grace Leader and Shannon Gus, and that was a really interesting conversation. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can find that on Pusha Recaps. And then, I mean, that's about it for me.
Yeah, you can find me at DJ Sterling, still doing the same stuff as usual. So yeah, go check us out. We'll have more coverage of Felicity next week. Send in your feedback at Shinani's Pod, Twitter, Instagram, shinanispod.com, all that good stuff. But thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.